Alrighty, 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340. It's 7 past 8, and it's Monday. This is the 24th. Let's talk about getting some friends, some homes.
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out.
Never says, I need a buck, Dad.
I want you to love me like my dog.
But he does say, you know what? I need a lick. Come here. And you're the one. 7 past 8, it's 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340. Our favorite, Mary Beth Knapp here.
Good morning, Mary Beth Knapp.
Good morning, folks. Happy Monday.
You too.
Drippy Monday.
What are the
like my nose.
Oh, you poor thing. I hope you feel better. I'm glad you're on the mend.
Oh, thank you so much. I am. I'm definitely doing better.
You know, the dogs have to go out on rainy mornings too, don't they, at the shelter?
They sure do. And no matter what, we need volunteers on site to help do that, I'll tell you. And they love it. They don't care that it's raining. Well, some dogs don't. Mine don't want to go outside. They're like, you know what? I can just potty in the house.
When we had the little Jack Russell, it's like, don't let my feet get wet. I don't
That's
like that.
Right. Why would we get gushy? Ew. Yeah. I know. They get a little spoiled.
You know, really, Mary Beth, you'll take volunteers and people over there, and I know there's a people who have a lot of time because I see them snooping through neighborhoods and telling people that their grass is 3/4 inch long and they're going to report them to the HOA. So I know there's busy people out there that could really direct these energies elsewhere.
Amen to that.
Who's the gentleman that I ran into over there?
With your time, right?
Was it Jack that I ran into over there that really does so well and sat with me on the ground when we were trying to find that other patent and stuff like this? He's a volunteer.
And he takes it extremely seriously. His heart is completely for the animals, and we love that about him. And you know that he completely gives it such his heart completely full. You know what I mean? He goes and does home visits. He comes and he works on the yard. He keeps it minus ants for us for our dog.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's amazing what people will do for our babies.
I want some of that, Jack. You know what I mean? Give me some of that, brother. Come on, right here. I mean, you can tell he's happy doing what he's doing.
Exactly. And truly, his whole heart is involved. I love that.
All right.
That's why I'm still doing this after 10 years.
No doubt.
And we love Gideon.
Oh, my gosh. I want to brush Gideon.
Look at those eyes.
Oh, they're beautifully blue.
He's going, come hither. Isn't he? It's just like, come hither.
Don't I look soft? Don't I look fun?
Yeah,
Gideon is a totally handsome, neutered cream and white stud muffin I put here. He's about 8 years old, and he just is beautiful. He's a wonderful boy to boot, which is great. He loves to cuddle. He's very sweet.
Beautiful face.
Oh, my gosh. What more can you possibly ask for in a cat? He came in as a stray, if you can believe that, and he loves to be pampered. I was going to say, like most men.
Yes, brush them.
It's not funny, ladies, okay? It's not funny.
Just give me a drink.
By being brushed and petted. So come meet this great guy. He will not disappoint you.
I love that.
Gideon.
I love Gideon. We'll put him on the website.
And then there's beautiful Betty.
Betty's precious, too, with her little patch on her eye.
Isn't she so precious? She's such a funny girl. She does not show well in the kennel, however.
Okay.
She's a gorgeous spayed mix girl, about 1.5 years old. She's very sturdy and beautiful. She was rescued by from death row.
Oh.
And so she most definitely isn't shy. As I mentioned in the kennel, she looks... Oh, just obnoxious. She just barks, 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 barks.
But she wants out.
She really does. Once you get her out, she's like, okay, thank you. I really just needed that.
Yeah.
So her manners come out, and she's quiet, and she enjoys being outside. She loves her walks, of course. She's curious about geese and ducks and squirrels, but she just keeps on going by them. She doesn't take you out to go get them.
No doubt.
Which is
that
really
can happen.
Nice to say, because some of them are that strong. But what we know that so far about Betty is we haven't done the whole dog-to-dog meetup yet.
Okay.
But what we do know is she's calm and curious around them in the yard. Again, she really likes to be outside the kennel. Inside the kennel, again, she does not show well.
Okay.
She likes to meet up people on her walks, and she just shows herself by wiggling her entire body, which is wonderful. And she loves to play with her squeaky toys, and she loves her people. So... she would be the best dog for the right family.
Mm.
Come in and meet her, but again, outside. It's so important to get them in a successful environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say that all the time. We want this to be win-win. We want it to be win-win for the families. We want them to not come in and go, oh, my God, I have to have that dog, and it just not suit their lifestyle.
Sure.
Yeah, Mary Beth, sure. Y'all are a no-kill shelter. We had Stephen Cooley on today, and he talked about, you know what, when you adopt a dog from the Humane Society of York County, you open up a space for another dog to come in.
That's right.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. And being a no-kill, we only have a limited amount of space. So it's so important we move the babies as quickly as possible,
sure.
But our utmost is to get them in the home for their forever. You know what I mean? We don't mm-hmm. want them coming back because it didn't work out. And unfortunately, we've had a few this past week, and it's been very disappointing. So we're disappointing for both us and them.
Sure.
People just don't realize that dogs and cats have feelings. They're very, I think the word is sentient
uh-huh.
beings. They most definitely feel, and they get depressed when they come back, and we have to work with them.
Oh.
It's so sad.
Oh.
I know. It's all the way around
well,
sad.
And so, I know sometimes y'all take a little extra step and stuff, and you're over there, and you think, just give me the cat, for God's sakes. I'm going to feed it. But it really, you go into the extra step to make sure, y'all are trying to make sure that we don't have the situation of somebody coming back. Because it's hard on both sides, because
no,
whoever goes
is.
To get them, they want them. They really want them.
It truly is. And, you know, we humans want what we want sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the beautiful Gideon is gorgeous. And so people will come in just because of his look. And we want people to know exactly what we know about him. We don't know a lot sometimes, but what we know, we want to share. And, you know, we've often talked about Dodger. Dodger is amazing. He's stunning. But he is specific on what his past has done to him, and we want
okay.
that to just be known. So we're pretty translucent, transparent
sure.
as far as what we tell people because we want it to be a success situation.
Sometimes you're iridescent as well.
Iridescent, yes.
And listen, Cooper says to tell everybody over there, Cooper says tell everybody, hey.
Exactly.
Yep.
Cooper.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, and we want to tell you what the scoop is here at the HSYC. We are getting ready for a very busy spring, full of fun, but we need people to help us out. So get involved. I have to do my spiel every week about needing volunteers because we've got our awesome rescue first Saturday, third Friday of every month at 10 a.m. Come dressed ready to get dirty, and it's a great load of fun. You get rewarded with kisses and licks and purrs. And
that's just when you come by the radio station, for heaven's sakes. When do you actually get to the shelter?
Sorry. Exactly. Sorry. Well, and then there's our thrift shop, which is outstanding.
Love it.
You can volunteer there. Of course, you can shop there. That helps us as well. Donate your time. Donate your treasures. We turn those treasures into dollars so that we can do what we do. So please get involved. Mark your calendars as well for June 17th, Paws for Life Celebration Gala. We are looking to make as much money at this event, and the intention is to refuel our medical fund and our spay-neuter efforts. We sure do get hit a lot, and we want to keep that going because it helps our community, but we need our community to help us do that. Sponsors are welcome. They offset our costs, so please get involved and help us with that. We also need an auctioneer. We had one, but he is very ill, so prayers up to Bob.
Okay.
But we need an auctioneer, so if someone would like to give of their time, let me know. I'd be the person to call. And donate items that we can auction off. And, of course, tickets are now available on our new website. Woohoo! Check it out. Of course, let us know as well if you find any bugs, because we are debugging currently.
Oh, it's adorable.
Yes.
Love it.
Absolutely. Well, share an invite to invite your friends, work associates, and family, and get involved. This is another way you can help. By coming out and partying with us, you are actually helping us with the animals.
You know, as we say, Mary Beth, and you do from week to week, share these things. We're going to put
yes.
these pictures up of both Gideon and Betty on our webpage today, along with this interview. And if people see that, you want to share that on your Facebook page, the more people that see it, the more chances we have somebody getting adopted.
Exactly. That person who wants that baby is out there and who will be there forever.
Yep.
So that's exactly right. And, of course, our rescue needs continue to be laundry detergent, bleach, non-clumping cat litter, stamps and thank you cards. All that helps us tremendously.
And the cats have requested that you get some dog perfume. I don't know why, but the cats have just, Chuck, would you please mention we need dog perfume? No cat perfume. We're good, but please dog perfume. They're always thinking about it.
Explain that one to me
yes.
later.
Now, if you want to go back to the Humane Society of York County, it's back in Regent Park, like off of Highway 21 in that back cut through toward Ballantyne.
That's right. You go over the railroad tracks on Regent Parkway, third building on the left.
Excellent.
And you can see us at thehumanesocietyofyorkcounty.org. Of course, our thrift shop is at 2144 Carolina Place behind Lowe's Hardware in Baxter.
You're the bomb, girl.
Thanks, Mary Beth.
You're the bomb, girl.
Thank you, guys. You have a great week.
You too.
All right. 17 past. This is 100.1 FM WRHI.